Good evening, Abayisai. Good evening. We are going to start Siman Reish Yud shortly, Im Yirtzeh Hashem. We did, however, I still owe a little bit of a Oren and a Kuda, Halacha Lemaisa, in terms of Siman Reish Tesif Gimel. We learned the Yesoid, an important rule. Now, we said if something is, in terms of brachas, if you're in a Sofek, what do you do? If you're not sure you did or you should make a bracha, what's the Halacha? So if Tes teaches us, what's the rule? What did we learn? Pardon? You don't say it. That's right. Sofek de Rabbanan Lekula. That's what the Sif Tes, page 242 said. Kol ha-brachas im nistapek im lav. You don't make a bracha. Not the beginning, not the end. So if you're not sure if you made a shakol or not, you have drank now, you're not sure, did I make a shakol or not? Talach is, don't make a shakol. Because it's a Sofek de Rabbanan. The only exception we learn is benching, because Hamazon, if you have the feeling of satisfaction, you're full, then it's the reise, then it's different. But otherwise, even with Bracha Chon, you're not sure if he said Haramechio, you're not sure if he said Bein Nefoshois, Taloch is Sofek, Drabonon, the Kula.
If you're not sure if you said the first Bracha.
Same applies. Yeah. Yeah. If you're not sure you said the first Bracha, so it's a Sofek, Drabonon,
you don't say.
You carry on eating.
And you say Bracha Chon.
Yeah, you will.
You would.
Yeah. Absolutely.
There have been circumstances where I've, for example, gone outside to create a shinui rishus and then come back inside.
In order to.
Would that be a bracha in Tzricha?
No, it wouldn't. So there was an interesting shaila. So what would you say, Rabbi Isai, if you're not sure as to whether you should make a shecheyonu? The truth is, I can think of two examples. One example is you bought yourself a new piece of clothes. You're not sure as to whether you should make a shechiyonu or not. I'm not going to go into the halachas of shechiyonu in terms of new clothes. We'll talk about it in Mitzvah Hashem. There's a well-known psak from some of the contemporary poskim that nowadays you don't make shechiyonu on new clothing because it's so much cheaper than what the Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah says explicitly that if you buy new clothing, you should make a shechiyonu. Some poskim say that's not talking about nowadays because our clothes is so much cheaper. Unless you buy a £2,000 suit. Anybody? £2,000 suits? Anybody? So if you're not quite there yet in terms of £2,000 suits, then, the normal Marks and Spencer, I don't know what kind of...
About a £2,000 watch.
Right, okay.
Absolutely. So it's like a
right, okay. Very good. That's an excellent question. We'll talk about it when we talk about Shechiyonu. Very good question. Let's talk about clothes for me. So it's clothing, there's a stickle of sophic about it. So many poets can say you don't make Shechiyonu in clothes. You just don't. You're going to say, the Mishnah says explicitly in Brachas, Ha koine, Kelim Chadoshim, referring to clothing, then you make Shechiyonu. The answer is yes, that was tailor-made. Clothing like in those days, nothing was manufactured. You go to the tailor and you say, I still remember, I remember one of my friends for his bar mitzvah, went to the tailor and he had it, it sounds so weird, but yes, he went to the tailor and he had the measure cut. It was very good to be friendly with him. You can imagine why he was the kind of person you want to be friendly with. In bar mitzvah boy's eyes kind of thing. The truth is that by the time it took so many months, that's part of the story, that it took so many months from preparation, from going to the tailor until the actual bar mitzvah, and he grew to a significant extent from when he purchased the suit until his bar mitzvah. He was much too small on him by the bar mitzvah, I remember that clearly. But yes, that's tailor-made suits. So if you talk about shechiyonus, this is shaila. So now, would you make, what are you going to do? You buy stuff and you're not sure, shechiyonu, yes, shechiyonu, not shechiyonu, are you going to say sofek derabbanan lekula, yes or no? Or are you going to make the bracha? Yeah. Yeah.
You can't
pass kinshalas with a sofek. Sofek
d'abon lekula.
It's very true. It's a very good point as well. This is very true. Yeah. It's very true. Leaving out this point though, which is an absolutely true point. What are we going to do? So I'll tell you a story, Rabbi Isai. This is a story that is published in Chuvah Chassam Sofer. Chassam Chassam Sofer was asked to as a Rav who had a shaila. He was appointed a dayan in a shul, a dayan in a keila. One of the Talmidim of Chassam Sofer, I do not know his family name, but I do know his first name, and his first name was David. And he was appointed dayan in a prestigious, prominent kehillah, and he got this very choshev shtetl to be a dayan. And upon his appointment, he didn't know as to whether he should make a shechionu or not. Nowadays, do you know what people do when they get choshev shtetlis? What's the minhag? Somebody becomes a rav of a shul. What's the minhag? Pardon? Yeah, they make a lechaim. They do. What about shechionu? Yeah, that's right. Minig is, it's an ancient minig. The Chassidim, I think the only ones who are still really makpid on it. But certainly, that's certainly the minig. It was for doyres. Some, you still see it in some places. Somebody becomes a rav. If you're approached by a killer to become rav next week, and you take the job, then upon when you take to officially stand up for the job, you're going to take a talis, and you're going to get a talis. You're going to get a talis. If it's a killer that knows about minhagim, and you're going to make upon when you take the first opportunity of when you first drosha your hachtor, as it were, you're going to make shechionu in front of the public of on the talis, and you're going to have in mind also that that's an ancient minhag. It's generally only done for clay kodesh jobs. If you're particularly excited about another appointment, you generally wouldn't. It's a good question why. I'm not sure why. Because if you're particularly excited, maybe there's room to argue you should make shechionu as well. But generally, it's only accepted as a clay kodesh job. So rabbonus or dayonus or something like that. Generally.
Teacher?
Yeah, teachers generally, they won't. Taka, they won't. Maybe because they know what a hard job it is. Maybe that's right. Yeah. Well, that's probably a contradiction in terms. Yeah. So there was this job. It was approached. And then he didn't know if we should make shechionu or not. So he did the following. He didn't know if we should make shechionu. For some reason, he didn't think of this talas eitzah, which I don't know why, but in the times of the Chassam Sofer, I don't know, in that particular place, they didn't do this talas. And he didn't know, he got his dayonus, very, very prestigious job, and he didn't know if we should make a bach or not. Hence, he said, when he got up onto the bima to become the dayan of that kehila, he said the following: Vayomer David, that was his name, David. Vayomer David, Ez Hashem le'ene kol akol. Vayomer David, Boch ato Hashem Elokei Israel, Avinu me'olam v'adolam. And then, as we say in Vayach David, and then afterwards he continued with Shechionu v'kiemonu v'gionu lazman hazeh. So he said Boch ato Hashem. He said the name of Hashem, obviously Elokei Israel. He continued with Shechionu. And so that's a brilliant idea, because by doing that, he saved himself. Because you can say a posuk, he said every day in davening. He said, and like this, he gave himself not to get into problem of, can you say bracha? Can you not say bracha? So he said, Vayoyim et Ovid, bracha to Hashem Elokei Yisrael Avinu. And then he said, Shechion v'kimon v'gion azman. And upon doing that, he wasn't sure if he did the right thing or not. And he asked some sofer in Shuvah, is this a good idea or not? Was I right or was I wrong in doing so? He said, I didn't know if I should make Shechion, if I shouldn't make Shechion. And that's what he did. So the reason why I'm mentioning this is because whilst it is halacha psuka, and that's really what brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Mishneh Berurah, that if you're not sure as to whether you should make a bracha or not, the halacha is at sofek, the rabbanon, lekula, and you do not make a bracha, there is three eitzes brought down in the poskim, which I'm reluctantly mentioning, because I'm mentioning it reluctantly because it's not brought down in earlier poskim, it comes more from later poskim. Mishneh Berurah doesn't feel it necessary to point it out, so probably there is not much need to point it out, but I'm going to mention it anyway. So one of them is indeed, this third one that is mentioned in the poskim is, something if you're not sure as to whether you should make a bracha, you can always do that. You say, Vayomer David, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu, and after you continue, make a bracha. So if you're not sure, you could do that. That's what some poskim like to say suggestion. Another suggestion that some poskim bring is to say Baruch in Aramaic. Say Baruch in Aramaic, you say Baruch Hashem Demor Malka, and you continue to say the bracha in Aramaic, which according to some is an Eitzah. Because you don't have, it's not bracha levatol if you say it in Aramaic. And finally, some say you could be mehare the bracha if you don't know any better. You could think about the bracha, which in some areas of halacha we have found that it does help to some extent. You could be mehare the bracha, and that would help to some extent if you're in the safek. It's obviously massive bedieved, but it's something which the poskim do mention. So again, the three options are, if you're in a safek, instead of relying completely on safek, the rabbanon kunon, doing anything, one eitzah is to say the bracha in Aramaic, another eitzah is to be mahara the bracha in your mind, and thirdly to say, Vayomer David, like the Talmud Chacham Sofer, even if your name is not David. Right. Okay, having said that, we are ready for Simon Reish Yud. Reish Yud, Rabbi Yisai, is a key Simon. It's probably one of the most important Yesoides in Hilchas Brachas. Probably, yeah, one of the most important Yesoides. Because we're learning the following halacha, Rabbi Isai. Do you make a bracha achon on tea or coffee? Anybody for hot drinks? Yeah, you make.
I was told once, I don't know if it's right, that over a hot drink you don't make a bracha at all. In the beginning.
No bracha beginning.
Only in the cold water. Or if you're thirsty. But on hot water, somebody said you don't.
You don't make bracha on hot water. Okay.
No, is that right?
No, but I'll see where it's coming from. Okay. Okay, we'll get to that shortly. I think that will be explained shortly. But bracha achrona on teas and coffees, do you make bracha achrona? Fifth man in Babov?
No. Make
bracha achrona not. Babov will come back. What? Malalugmav, you will make.
If you have
Malalugmav. Malalugmav, you will make bracha achrona. Okay, Rabbi said this will be clear now. We've got fascinating Chavetz Chaim, Mishnebuah Paskins on it, which I don't know if that's the minik. I wonder what you say about it. I wonder what you think about Bocha Choyna on tea or coffee. Simon Reishut, Ha'oichel Pochis Mekizayis Ma'adinoi. Ha'oichel Pochis Mekizayis. If somebody eats less than a Kizayis, Rabbi say, he personally eats less than a Kizayis. Bein Mipas. Whether it is bread, Bein Mesha'a Cholim, whether it's for other foods. For eating food. You're eating food, but you're eating less than a kezayit. Do you remember on Pesach night how much a kezayit was? Yeah, okay. This was probably much more than a kezayit, but yeah. And if somebody drinks pochas merevis, less than a revis, bein meyain, whether it was wine, bein mesha'a mashkim, whether it's from another drink, mevorich techilo, you will make initially a bracha to it. Bracha ruyo lo yisamin. You will make a bracha. You will make a bracha rishoyna on the drink or the food you're making. Even if you know, I'm going to have a tiny bit. I'm going to have a bite. I'm going to have just a sip. I'm going to have a tiny amount. You will make a bracha rishoyna. Mevorich techila bracha ruyo lo yisamin. You'll make an appropriate bracha for that particular food item. Vele achov, but afterwards, einoy mevorich klal, you will not make a bracha. Bracha choyna on it. If you eat only less than the kezayis, you will not make a bracha. Rabbi said this is the yesoid. Bracha achoyna was only established if you ate a kezayis for food, a revis for drinks. If you ate or drank less than a kezayis or revis, you will not make a bracha achoyna. It's mamash yesoid. And more than that, the Mishnah Berurah will now add the following key concept: sifkot na'aleph. Hoichel, kol ha'acholim mitstafin lekizayis levorich alein. Bracha achrona ruyu lahen. So he says that any food will add up. In other words, if you ate two food items which have the same bracha, say you had a half a kizayis of a cracker and a half a kizayis of a piece of cake. Could that be? Half a kizayis of cake, half a kizayis of cracker? Could happen. So then it will add up with mitzvah. So you don't have to go through a kezayis of cracker. You don't have to go through a kezayis of. You could they add up if it's the same bracha that is. Now comes the crucial disclaimer. Im shivas haminim bracha mein sholosh. If it's from shivas haminim, you're going to make bracha mein sholosh. Vim shaloi mishivas haminim. If it's not from shivas haminim, in bore nefosh, you're going to make in bore nefoshes. But now comes the disclaimer. Ochal chatzi zayis. If you ate a half a zayis, meshivas haminim, for chatzi zayis acher. So say, for argument's sake, you ate a half a kezayis of cake, and you had a half a kezayis of, what's the shakol? Food?
Sweet.
Yeah, let's go for sweet. Okay, you had a half a kezayis of cake and a half a kezayis of sweet. What were you going to do then? What are you going to do then? Very good. You're going to, but says the Mishnah, you cannot make alamichi on that. Because you only had a half a kezayis of alamichi kind of food. You can't make alamichi if you had a half a kezayis. How are you going to say, but I had a full kezayis of food? The answer is, it doesn't matter. Because you only have a half a kezayis of alamichi food. So you can only make Burnefoshes, says the Mishnah Berurah. Ochal chatzizayis meshivas haminim v'chatzizayis acher, mevorech achen burnefoshes rabois. For who are then? And that's also very, very important. Halacha. Kshaochal chatzis ice pas. If you had half a kizayis of pas, vechatzis ice and another kizayis. Medovash mevorchim boyin foshes rabbis. Mevorch boyin foshes rabbis. Now, boys, I was thinking about the scenario for this. Imagine you're having supper. Okay, and for supper you washed. Don't know why you washed. You washed for supper. Okay, and you ate a half a kizayis of bread. How much is a kizayis of bread, by the way, Rabbi Sad? You have any idea? As a regular slice of bread. How much is it? Half? Half. So the maisu generally paskin, lechumra probably, but we paskin about a slice of bread from the general kind of bread. Lechumra, it's probably lechumra. We're paskin, you go for the slice of bread, it's probably a kizayis. It's probably a chumra. It's probably less than that. It's probably more like a palm, or probably like, it's probably a bit less than that. But lechumra, that's how we take on. It's easy to remember. So, because there's a shayla about the air things inside and all that. So the maisu that's generally as a rule of thumb. So, if you, let's say you only ate like a few bites of bread, you made a motzi, you had a few bites, and then Rabbi Sai, the rest of the meal, you had loads of potatoes, you had your schnitzel, you had your rice, you had your, no? You had your, what?
Sweet.
Yeah, exactly, very good. You had, and you had your dessert, ice cream, and you had the right back, but you only ate 3 bites, you had only have a half slice of bread. Rabbi Sai, what would be the halacha here? You only ate a half a kizayis of bread. We're learning now, Rabbi Yosef, saying, I don't know if that's public knowledge or not. I do not know. You tell me. The halacha is, it will not add up to a kizayis that you're going to make pirkas hamazon. You can only make pirkas hamazon if you ate a kizayis of pirkas hamazon food. Same with alamichio. If you ate, it's the same thing with alamichio. You had a half a kizayis of cake, and half a kizayis you had of sweets. You're going to make bonafoshes. Similarly, if you had a half a kizayis of bread and a half a kizayis of non, you're going to make bonafoshes. You are not going to say be a kizamazin. You need to have a kizayis of bread. Binyamin Yaakov Alevi. Very good question. That's a really good question. It's a fascinating question. Binyamin Yaakov Alevi wants to know, what would be Tzifitz Mizoinus? What would be its mizoinus? So can you clarify your question a bit? Yeah. Yeah. So what kind of mizoinus are you talking about? So you pass above a kistin. You're probably talking about cakes and biscuits and stuff, which is pass above a kistin. How I say, it's a very interesting question. Based on what we see over here, it sounds like that the halacha is, you don't say birkas hamazon. That's what it sounds like, from what Mishnah Berurah says over here. I have in my mind, somewhere, and I may make a mistake, I have a feeling that when we learned Ilchas Pasabu B'Kisnin, we learned the halacha, that if you do that, it will be mitzvah to kizayis, but I couldn't find it. I don't know where I saw it, and if I saw it. So, based on what we're seeing over here in Reish Yod, the halacha seems to be that you will not make birkas hamazon. You'll have to make alamichio. So there, because you're kaveh suda on the pit, so that will be, is considered like bread. And you had a kizayis of it, so you're going to have to wash and bench on it. Yeah.
If you know you're not going to have more than a kizayis of bread.
You're going to have a kizayis or less than a kizayis?
You're going to have less than a kizayis.
Yeah.
You have to make a bracha rishon of all the other things
you can have. So what's the case? Give me the case.
Less than a kizayis.
Less than a kizayis of bread.
And then you have all the other food that isn't so mizoinish.
So what kind of foods are there? Are there things that are generally toffel to the, are they like dishes that normally go with it? Right, so these are, you washed.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you won't have to make a bracha on them. Although you know, good point, yeah. Good point. Although you're not going to, that's right. Very, very interesting. Yeah, very fascinating, yeah. Fascinating, oh, yeah. Yeah.
One of the things I understood was an issue is if you have a little bit of hamotzi to begin the meal, and after you finish off your...
Very good. Kedei achilas pras. Now, you're mentioning a point which we're shortly going to mention in the Mishnah Berurah. We learn that with regards to the other foods, let's skip a few lines in the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah.
If you said you have less than a kizayis of your
charcoal
food.
Charcoal. You did say, you don't have to, if it's less than the kizayis.
You said you had less than
the
kizayis of your... Then you're going to
Yeah.
But if you're getting less than
a kazas
of your shabbat, you shouldn't say it.
Yeah, so the halacha is they will add up for the lower bracha. Yeah, which is a fascinating concept. I couldn't figure out, I know the Rishonim seem to be speaking about it, I couldn't figure out a svara for it. What's the logic? Yeah, but why does it, just, I mean, the logic, I can't fully understand the logic of it. What's a svara? That you can make a bracha for the lower bracha? Surely, you didn't have enough to make a bracha foshes either. Why do you assume that less than kazas of pas, you can put it with the bone of foshes?
Why wouldn't it be with
starter? Because normally you can't make, normally if you ate b'di'evet, you're not yotze on saying bone of foshes on bread. You're not yotze b'di'evet on saying bone of foshes on bread. So why over here suddenly it's good enough if you had less than kazas for that half kazas? I don't see this. But why is it with starter? So it has to be polished as well. I'm not sure. Yeah.
There's a lot of chocolate. Do you have to now cheshbon how much cake is there, how much chocolate?
In terms of bochach, in terms of you made the shakel on the chocolate. So that's it. Just looked as one item of mezainis.
So the chocolate is mistaref and everything.
Yeah.
Icing is mistaref.
Correct. Yeah.
Not just mezainis.
Correct. It's looked as one item. Yeah.
What about you said before? If you have a sip of water, not revis. You shouldn't make an after brocha.
You will not.
What happens if you had a banana then afterwards? It's the same after brocha.
Oh!
Would you then...
Brilliant, brilliant. Thank you so much. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Oichal v'shoisa, I'm skipping three lines, or two lines. Oichal v'shoisa, somebody ate, dahainu, sh'ochal pochz mekezayis v'shos pochz merevis. Mom, is your case, somebody had a half a kezayis of food and a half a revis of drink. Ein mitztaref. It will not add up. It's two different worlds. There's the liquid world, and as the solid world, they don't add up. It will not add up. So you have to, you don't make a, you have a half a revis of water, half a gezais of banana, you don't make a bracha achoino. That's it. Yeah. Yeah, it brings out absolutely. Yeah, so because it, revis is one kind of shear and kezai is a different kind of shear, they will not add up. Yeah, absolutely. That's what Mishmur says. Yeah. Yeah, so. Yeah, but it does add, which is, I was wondering on the following svara, tzir, if you have got like the sauce, the gravy, that's right, thank you. The gravy, shalgabi yerek, which is on top of vegetable, that, although it's liquid, mitztarif lekezayis, it will add up to the kezayis. Techol achshura oichla, oichlahu. Because it's really part of the food. It's, you don't look at it as a liquid. If you look at it, it's part of the solid, really. Yeah, absolutely. It will add up for the chicken, will add up to the kezayis. Don't look at it as revis. You look at it as part of the kezayis, because it's really part of the food, part of the solid. Similarly, if you've got bread and you're dipping it into a bit of yain, a bit of wine, or any kind of sauce or gravy, that will just add up for the kezayis. Yeah, that's what Mishnah Berurah says. Now, the Mishnah Berurah adds up, and I'm going to finish off with that. The Mishnah Berurah, I'm skipping a few lines until after the Chaya Odom. Ochal ha-kezayis me'at me'at v'nishtar b'achilosoi. Mishnah Berurah, what happens if you ate the kezayis of chocolate, the kezayis of cake, the kezayis of crisps, but you ate it slowly? If that ever happens to you, that you just ate it slowly, and it took more, ad soif achilios me'kede achilas pras. And it took more than Akedah Achilas Pras. There's a machlokes, how long is Akedah Achilas Pras? The opinions vary from
2 to 7 minutes.
Some hold 2 minutes, but that's mamash, a very rare opinion. Yeah, 2 minutes, 4 minutes is quite common. 6 minutes is the basic halacha, 7 minutes, 6, 7 minutes is like the mainstream halacha. And it goes all the way till 9 minutes, which is on the other spectrum. So you've got 2 minutes, which is a very rare chumrah. 9 minutes also is the general consensus is between 6 or 7 minutes is kedah achilas pras. So say you ate that kezayis in more than kedah achilas pras, could be very relevant.
You go to a kiddush.
You go to a kiddush.
You're going to spend
Yeah, but for kizais, kizais is not so much. But I think for a sweet could be very nagia. Yeah, sweet. How long does it take to go through a sweet? Pardon? Okay, so or any other food, a drink, whatever. No, I don't want to talk about hot drinks yet. We'll leave that for tomorrow. But Shabbos. Yeah, so, right, okay, well, let's not talk about bread. Leave out the bread, I'm talking about shackles. So if it's more than a kedah achilas pras, you will not make a bracha kohen. I think sweet is a good example. Okay, you go through a sweet, it's taking more than 5-10 minutes to go through the sweet, then you will not make a bracha kohen because you had a kezais, let's say. Is the sweet a kezais? No. Okay, so you put two sweets in there. Pardon? Gold? I don't know what they are.
Bubble gum.
Okay, whatever. So if they're kazais, if you have a kazais, then if it's more than it takes you more than 6, 7, 8 minutes to have them, then you don't make a bracha on it. You had a kazais, but it took longer than the kedach d'achilas pras. Then therefore you will not make a bracha achoyna. Now in terms of hot drinks, Rabbi Yisai, which is always more than the kedach d'achilas pras. And in terms of bread as well, which we often have...
Can't say it's always more.
Not always more, but often more.
Seldom more. I normally have my hot drinks in less than 3 minutes. I wait till I can drink them.
So you have a lot of milk in there?
Well, no, I pour it, I give it 5 minutes, then I make my shahab
right.
And drink it in 3 glasses.
Okay. So that's the way of incontinent to have it. Yeah. Yes, the way in the continent, the South African way is, the way in the continent, we have them very hot. First, we don't add milk in there because it spoils it.
You sip it slowly.
It's slowly, right? It's so often, I think we'd agree that it takes more than kedach achilas pras. And also in terms of bread, that's also something to be discussed, which is really, really important. But Rabbi, I'm afraid you'll have to come for tomorrow's share for that.